You can deny all the things I've seen, all the things I've discovered, but not for much longer. Because too many others know what's happening out there.
I want to believe.
Hi, this is David Duchovny, and you're listening to CJSF 90.1 Burnaby.
Folks, welcome to another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, and I've got a program lined up with a whole lot of different aspects of bluegrass in it. And they're all from groups and that I've been involved with or taken an interest in or seen on some of my travels. And we're going to kick off with a group from last week's show, Bill Emerson and Sweet Dixie. I meant to play this track last time, didn't get time for it, and I wanted to play it. It's one called Old Cold Town, and it goes like this.
Back in my mind, there's a place I go, back to the banks of the Ohio, to a little hometown curved round the river bend. On the edge of the Dixon line, right in the heart of this heart of mine, on a winding road that seems to never end. And there beneath the mountains, mines and mills, my roots still run deep in those green rolling hills of that old cold town. My memories come rolling of yesterday, and even though I'm far away, in my heart I'm homeward bound to that old cold town. Mail pouch barns and railroad tracks, river barges and old smokestacks. It's a little bit pretty, but it's still mighty pretty to me. The fishing's good and the folks are real, and that mountain air will make you feel like there ain't no place on earth you'd rather be. screen are running through my mind and filling up my dreams of that old cold town. My memories come rolling down with sweet dreams of yesterday, and even though I'm far away, in my heart I'm homeward bound to that old cold town. In my heart, I'm homeward bound to that old coal town. That old coal town. That old coal town.
Oh, I've always liked the music of Bill Emerson. First time I heard him was probably with Cliff Waldron, and then of course I heard him in the Country Gentleman and various other bands of his. He always gets great musicians to play with, and in his more recent albums have been with that band, and they do a fine job of all sorts of music, and his playing is always impeccable. Well, it was about 4 months ago now that we had a visit to New Zealand from the Petersons, and it was very exciting having a full band come over and play some concerts, and I managed to go to three of the concerts, and I also fitted in an interview with a couple of them, which we aired on Back Porch Bluegrass here. This was back in March, early March, I think, and that was great having them here. Karen Peterson, mum, plays bass. Katie Peterson does fiddle and vocals. Alan Peterson Haygood does banjo and vocals. Julianne Peterson does mandolin and vocals. Matt Peterson does guitar and vocals. And the only non-Peterson in the band, Emmett Friends, played astonishingly good dobro, and they all contribute to the vocals, and they do a wide range of material, as you can well imagine, from a group that's based in Branson, Missouri, appealing to a wide audience. And I've got an album in my hands here, Live Sessions Volume 2, and this was recorded about 2020, and I've picked out a song called Red-Headed Stranger on this one, and I'm sure you may be familiar with other versions of the song, but the Petersons do a great version. Let's listen to it now.
Walking behind was a babe. The red
that's the Petersons playing, and that brings back the memories of the concerts that I went to with them. They were very entertaining and had a real good patter between songs and a good sort of interrelationship with the band, you know, making jokes about each other and playing some great music in between times. It was great to have the Petersons here, and I'd love it if they visited again. Let's hear a mandolin tune now from Adam Steffi from the album New Primitive. And this is really a mixture of old-time, bluegrassy, just the various things that have helped shape Adam Steffi's playing. He's got some local friend musicians on here. Zeb Snyder on guitar, Barry Bales on bass from Union Station, of course. Tina Steffi, his wife, on banjo, playing a bit of banjo there. Eddie Bond on fiddle and doing occasional vocals, but not on the track I've selected. They just play these interesting tunes, and you all know that I'm attracted to tunes that have interesting names. And this is one called Goodbye Girls, I'm Going to Boston. Here's Adam Steffi playing Goodbye Girls, I'm Going to Boston. Goodbye Girls, He's Gone to Boston. That was Adam Steffi doing some absolutely astonishing mandolin playing, and that guitar break from Zeb Snyder was pretty good too. Wasn't that good? I hope you enjoyed that. I love hearing tunes like that. Well, the next track I've picked out quite fortuitously also has Barry Bales playing acoustic bass, though I don't think there was any bass on that last one, was there? And Adam Steffi on mandolin. It's the band Union Station, and they're playing the backing for Alison Krauss and the Cox Family. This album was called I Know Who Holds Tomorrow, and it's a gospel album put together in the 1990s, 1994, when Alison Krauss joined her friends, the Cox family, in putting an album together. And they used Union Station as backing, and they did a wonderful version of some great songs. And this is one of my favourites that we're going to play for you. It's Will There Be Any Stars in My Crown? And Andrea Zon and Alison Krauss are doing the fiddles on this one, and Barry Bales on bass, Ron Block on guitar and banjo, Rob Ikes on dobro, Alison Krauss on a bit of fiddle, of course. And who else? Kenny Malone, maybe drums and percussion, and Adam Steffi on mandolin. And Will There Be Any Stars in My Crown? Suzanne Cox is singing the lead. Heart, good to hear that song. They sing it so beautifully, and the band is just perfect. Support like no other. You know, I love Ron Block's very simple banjo solo, and Adam Steffi's mandolin, and the girls' harmony is just phenomenal. Ah, I enjoy this bluegrass music. Well, I hope this is true for you. We're going to have Hot Rise from way back in the 1980s singing I Ain't Gonna Work Tomorrow. Tim O'Brien on fiddle and mandolin and lead vocals. Pete Wernick, banjo. Charles Sawtell on guitar. And Nick Forster on bass. They do a great job of traditional bluegrass tunes like I Ain't Gonna Work Tomorrow.
I'm gonna leave this country, yeah, I'm gonna
it may be a rainy day.
Thanks. Very fast bluegrass. That's the stuff that sort of caught your attention when you were a young 18-year-old banjo player, and I thought, I want to play like that. And Pete Werdick did a wonderful job there of playing nice, fast, clean, simple banjo. And really enjoy that tune. That tune, actually first heard it on that Rebel 4 LP set that came out in the mid-1960s, a slower version of that song. And I know the embryo Hamilton County used to do that song because we also like the philosophy of it, I ain't gonna work tomorrow. And at one point it was going to be our wedding day the next day. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, raving on about the bluegrass music that I love, and I've been playing since the 1960s. Got a bit of a collection of LPs and CDs, and I enjoy sharing them with you. All the music on the program comes from my shelves, and it's usually related to bands I've seen play live or bands that I've sort of grown up knowing their music, and I've tried to visit festivals in the USA and Australia and see as many bands as I could, and just very much enjoy sharing that with you. So I hope you're enjoying it as well. Our show comes from Free FM 89.0, independent community media, and we're in Hamilton, New Zealand, and all the way in the southwest Pacific, and a long way from bluegrass music, you might think, but not necessarily so. And in the 1960s, we took to playing it, and we felt part of the bluegrass music scene and had some great times doing it. What else am I going to say? Shearer's Music Works. If you need any musical assistance of any sort, including new instruments and new accessories and strings, go and see the people at Shearer's. They do a great job of providing for musicians all around the Hamilton area in New Zealand, and they have done a lot to sponsor music like this show. I'm delighted that they sponsor Back Porch Bluegrass. Let's hear from Seldom Seen now. This is from the album After Midnight, and Phil Rosenthal was fitting into the group now and playing guitar. John Duffy, Mike Aldridge, Ben Eldridge, Tom Gray. And they were still selecting songs everywhere from unlikely sources to straightforward bluegrass sources. And I've chosen one that's an old bluegrass song written by Flat and Scruggs and done by them, The Old Hometown. John Duffy singing it in his inimitable style. And he is seldom seen doing The Old Hometown.
I've been around. I'd like to run back to the old hometown.
You'll never miss home, folks, until you go away. And if you need a friend to help you every day, and then you'll call her and she won't be around. I'd like to run back to the old hometown. I've never found a place just like the old hometown.
wonder back to the old hometown.
You'll never miss home, folks, until you go away. And then you'll need a friend to help you.